and it was time for prayer. It was coming, and they were losing time. So they started asking each other, you know, should we perform tayammum? And they thought in their mind that they could only perform tayammum to make up for wudu. So Omar said, radiallahu anhu, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to perform tayammum because, you know, I need to use it's only used to make up wudu, and I don't have water, so I just won't pray. So that was his decision. And the other Sahaba said, well, if I do tayammum, normally I have to just wipe my two hands and wipe my face with dirt, so I'll do a little extra. So he started rolling around in the mud. He just started rolling and rolling and rolling, thinking that that would purify him. Since he was majorly impure, he would majorly get himself, you know, covered with dirt. So that and they related their story, and the Prophet ﷺ told them that no, the tayammum counts for both wudu and ghusl. So this is the way to remember it, if you remember the story of Omar and his other companion. That's the end of the Tahara.